we move into the second half of the first month of 2021, I have a question for you. It's actually a two-part question. First part, what is your idea? Second part, how can we turn your idea into reality this year? Listen, one of my favorite things is hearing from listeners who are taking action on the ideas that they hear or the tips, or maybe it's just inspiration, or maybe it just kind of like supports the part of your brain that's thinking about starting different kinds of projects. Listen, whatever it is, I don't need to take the credit. I am excited for you. But again, my question, what is your idea? How can we turn it into reality this year? That's what I want to focus on this year as we hear from people who are starting all kinds of things. So also, I should say, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. If you are new here, that's what we're doing every single day. We're trying to support people out there who have jobs, who don't have a lot of free time, don't have a lot of money to spend as well, don't want to go into debt, but they want to create a new source of income. And ideally, they want to do so, you know, in a way that's not just participating in the gig economy. They want to do so in a way that's creating an asset for themselves. So that's what I'm talking about here. 7 days a week on the program. It's all completely free. Now today, we have a question from a green-thumbed, code-savvy listener. Green-thumbed, code-savvy. A listener who wants to make an app to help people not kill their plants, which I obviously need this app myself. But, you know, less about me, more about you. Let's see what we can do with this so fresh and so green idea. His question is coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hey Chris, this is Brian from San Diego. I've been listening to the show for a couple years now. Thanks for all the help. I've always had a green thumb and I like to code. That's why my idea is to build an app to help people take care of their houseplants. It will include lots of FAQs and troubleshooting, as well as notifications to remind people when to water. The only thing I can't do is keep people from overwatering, but I'll try. What do you think of this idea?
Brian, what's up, man? Thank you so much for listening. Congratulations on your multiple skills, multi-skilled ability, green thumb, and like to code. I think I want this app. Like, I love plants myself, but they don't love me back. And I realize it's not their fault. I think I am the problem. It is an abusive relationship, which I acknowledge, and I would like to change my behavior. But I guess I can admit this to you, to Brian, and to our listeners, because I'm not the only one. Like, there's definitely a market to help people take care of their plants better. I recently met a woman known as the plant doctor who makes house calls to both care for your plants as well as show you what to do and what to avoid. So she's coming to take care of the plants, and then while she's there, she's also teaching you to fish, but not really fish. She's teaching you to, well, you know what I mean. Now, it sounds like Brian wants to provide virtual plant doctor services. That's why I bring that up. Basically, what he wants to do is, you know, virtual plant doctor services in the form of an app, which is probably a lot more efficient than, you know, going to somebody's house. And probably the most common model for something like this these days is one of advertising, where the app is free and has lots of little sections of advice. You can think of it like a blog that isn't chronological. Like, when you think about creating the content for it, it is a lot like creating content for a blog or a Wikipedia style site. And then all this information is then going into the app. So not chronological, it's just topical. But there are then also, like, you know, the advertisements, a lot of what we think of as perhaps annoying banners that pop up from time to time. And often, you know, like, how annoying they are is based on the frequency and the duration of those ads and such. So it is possible to strike a balance and you know, provide a good user experience while still monetizing the app. Now, if you don't want annoying banners or any banners at all, then this might be a good low-cost app. When I say low-cost, though, I think this is something that has changed in recent years as well. Like, there used to be a lot of 99-cent apps and $1 apps. And, you know, for the most part, those apps these days, anything that's 99 cents or a dollar is going to be supported by, you know, more advertisements in the app or opportunities to purchase something else. So I think it's, I don't think you should sell it for a couple of dollars. I think that should be an introductory offer or a special promotion perhaps. But if it really has good info and can be a reliable guide to help keep those beloved plants alive, make it a quality product and charge at least $10, which is still not a lot of money to keep your plants alive. If you create a resource that is really helpful and is achieving those results, then, you know, who knows? This could really be something. So good luck with that. I think it sounds interesting. Let us know what happens. One more question for our listeners before you go. How much room should you give fungi to grow? How much room should you give fungi to grow? I was just doing some research on this. Well, you should give it as mushroom as possible. All right, you're welcome. Feel free to use that today. If you got a question, listeners, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. And again, I want to help you start your project. At least I want to be a small part of it, even if I'm just a cheerleader. That's why every single day we're bringing you these different episodes, question and answers, features, Let me know what's on your mind and how we can serve you best. And until next time, my name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.